Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. He is here, the Chosen One. Isaiah 42, verse 1. Here is my servant, whom I uphold, my Chosen One in whom I delight. I will put my spirit on him, and he will bring justice to the nations. The Chosen One has come. The Bible tells us about many servants of God, Abraham, Moses, David, and Paul, to name a few. Each servant had a special role for that time and place in history of the world. But this servant that Isaiah writes about is very special, unlike any other servant or messenger in the Bible. This servant is Jesus Christ, the Chosen One. The role of Christ was like no other role of any servant before or after him. His job was to bring justice to the nations. The word justice written here is defined like that of a legal decision made in a court. It points to the gospel, God's legal announcement, that all sins everywhere are forgiven, erased forever by the death and resurrection of Jesus. Sometimes we forget that this debt has already been paid for us. We are troubled by the sorrows of the world, and we forget that we are living for the next world, not this one. We can look in any direction and see sin and temptation. We fail in our vocations as spouse, teacher, parent, co-worker, friend, sibling, son, or daughter. We take the best for ourselves and compete with others for worldly treasures. We gossip and slander the names of the people that God has given us to serve. We forget to treat strangers as we would our own family. Although we try to live God-pleasing lives, we fail over and over again. But the Chosen One has come. God sent his Son, his special servant, the Chosen One, to die for all. Through the life and death of Jesus, he brings justice to the nations, declaring the entire world and all people not guilty. May we share this good news with all around the world until he comes again. We pray. Dear Jesus, the Chosen One, thank you for declaring the world not guilty. Help me to try to live as your child, saved only by your death and resurrection. Amen. A question to consider: how can you show the same undeserved love that Jesus gives us to other people in your life? May the Lord bless your week. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go to wells.net. God bless your day.